Chapter 4. The Priority of God's Glory. Common to all of Edward's theology and piety was a passion for God's glory. Edward's carefully and logically defended the position that God's ultimate purpose is to glorify himself in all his works. James Montgomery Boyce. Every great Christian leader has a master passion, an overruling ambition that dominates his life and drives his soul. It is that in which he most believes, that which most captures his mind and inflames his heart. Such a chief aim controls him and defines his very reason for being. This supreme sense of purpose becomes a motivation so strong that it empowers him to overcome all obstacles and override all adversity. For Jonathan Edwards, this passion was the summum bonum set forth in Scripture, the highest good in the universe, the glory of God. Edwards believed that God's ultimate end in all things is the manifestation of his glory. In his theological masterpiece, Dissertation on the End for Which God Created the World, penned near the end of his life, 1755, he argued that God made the world for his own glory. For it appears that all that is ever spoken of in the Scripture as an ultimate end of God's works, Edwards stated, is included in that one phrase, the glory of God. That being the case, Edwards concluded that bringing glory to God must be his preeminent purpose. This pursuit was firmly established in him from the very beginning of his Christian walk. When Edwards travelled to New York City to be the interim pastor of the First Presbyterian Church in August 1722, he was full of passion to serve God. In his Personal Narrative, an autobiographical work penned years later, 1740, Edwards wrote, "My longings after God and holiness were much increased. Pure and humble, holy and heavenly, Christianity appeared exceeding amiable to me. I felt in me a burning desire to be in everything a complete Christian." In the fall of 1722, Edwards began to channel that passion through his resolutions, expecting that they would guide him in living the Christian life. As the resolutions reveal, Edwards had become remarkably single-minded, indeed riveted on the pursuit of the glory of God, and the resolutions were the instrument by which he hoped to govern his life to this highest end.